views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means whenever you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour raises your vibration and helps you move forward. Well, what's keeping you from attaining your dreams? Well, what is keeping you from moving forward? My guest on today's show has a unique perspective about why we intentionally or unintentionally block ourselves, and he wants to help you create the life that you want. Vincent Jenna is a spiritual teacher and an intuitive messenger who helps people believe in themselves and learn to create that life, the life they desire. Now, Vincent is open to taking your questions today on the air, so please call in, would you? The number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. You can connect on the air with Vincent for a mini reading, so call in. I will introduce you to Vincent in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and just click on everything? Tonight is the night for the free class that I'm teaching with Lisa Tunney. It's called Inviting Change from Fear to Grace, and it is 90 minutes packed with practical tools that you can use right now to help you release fear and move into grace. You can sign up at fogcitypsychic.com, and even if you can't be there live, would you sign up anyway, please? Because then I will make sure you get a link to the recording tomorrow morning so it's like you didn't miss a thing. FogCityPsychic.com to sign up for the free class. It's tonight. It's in just a few hours, so I'm all excited. And if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, I would love to talk with you. You can find out more about what to expect if we work together and book a session at FogCityPsychic.com. And now, Vincent Jenna is a psychic healer, a respected spiritual teacher, and a dynamic speaker. Over the last 29 years, his life experience and his extraordinary psychic gifts have helped him inspire and change the lives of thousands of people around the world. He works by tuning into your soul, angels, guides, deceased loved ones, past lives, and God to obtain guiding messages that he uses to help you recognize and clear blocks. His work has been featured on many television and radio programs and in national magazines. Vincent dedicates his talents to inspire people to use their divine gifts to fulfill their dreams and create the lives that they want. You can find out more about Vincent and his work at vincentjenna.com. Vincent, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, thank you, Karen, and give me just a moment. I'm finishing signing up on your website because I'm not missing that class, that's for sure.
Yay, you're coming to the free class. It's going to be so much fun. And you know, there are so many people, well, you know this, so many people right now who are feeling stuck, and they're trying and they're trying and they're not getting anywhere. And when I take over the world, Vincent, and I'm hopefully this will be soon, when I rule the world, there are going to be free tools available to everybody who needs them to do things like clear energy, remove blocks. It's what you're doing, making that work available to people.
Oh, absolutely, Karen. And I thank you so much for inviting me and giving me the chance to share the world with you when you rule it. Part of what I'm doing right now, actually, is writing my book called God, It's Not Working. And it's exactly about what you were just talking about. It's about the people who've been trying over and over and again and again, and they take all these classes and they go to all these lectures and they buy all these books, and they still end up saying, God, it's not working. And it's all because they're blocking themselves, they're stopping themselves. That's what we're going to be talking about.
And so that the title, it's such a good title for a book. I work with people every day who say that to me, right? And there's a feeling that maybe people feel like they're being punished, or there's a clue that they missed. Everybody else knows something that they don't, right?
Well, absolutely. And it's really simple, even though it is frustrating. It's our stories, no matter how ordinary or intense that they were from our past, they caused us to lose track of the most important ability that allows everything we attempt to become a reality. And that simple ability is believing in ourselves. We actually lost track of that. And then through some of the research that I've done, I've discovered that there's actually a different defense mechanism that, you know, those defense mechanisms that Freud defined. Well, mm-hmm. Vincent defined one extra one, which deceives us into thinking we believe in ourselves, when in actuality, we don't. So the problem that most people have is they don't believe what they think they believe, Karen.
So we feel like we've done the work, we believe in ourselves, and then it's still not working. And part of the reason is because we don't actually believe in ourselves?
Absolutely. You've been duped into thinking you believed in yourself. 2 to 5% of the human mind is in conscious awareness, which means 95 to 98% of the rest of our minds is unconscious and subconscious. Do you know how much 95 to 98% of unconsciousness can hold that we're unaware of?
Wow, a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's happening is you see people all the time deny some of their issues. Yes, there's the typical person who might turn around and they'll say out loud, oh, I'm not worthy, I'm no good, I fail at everything. But those are far and in between. The majority of the person say, oh, no, I'm good enough. Oh, no, I'm fine. And they're not realizing that that's not their true belief. That little voice that was instilled in them from when they were young, by all the negative messages they received from the environment, that little voice is still powering their automatic responses and beliefs and feelings. I mean, that's what's in the 95% that we're unaware of. And every day of our lives, we deny it. I'm coming from New York here, so I'm straightforward. So we BS ourselves every day. That's really the bottom line. You know, and I don't mean to put it that harshly, but Karen, that's what we do.
But it's true that we can't make any change until we look at what is now, right? And so if that's the case, if we're fooling ourselves, I would rather know that I'm fooling myself so that I can look at it, and from that place, I can change it.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly the answer, because the minute you face it and allow yourself to feel that you don't believe in yourself, you disempower all of those negative feelings. But here's the problem, Karen. We've had such bad feelings about ourselves for such a long time. We don't want to know that we're responsible for all of the negative things that have happened now. And let's face it, when you were a child and you came into the world, yeah, you may have had some soul contract, but at least we can say the adults in our lives had something to do with our maladaptive beliefs. But once we become those adults, we are 100% responsible for everything we create, either consciously or subconsciously. So that means the job loss, the marriage that broke up, the child that has issues and problems, those are so painful for us to admit, we start denying our own feelings, right? Mm-hmm. Once we do that, we're blocking ourselves. That's actually my topic, Stop Stopping Yourself and Become Unstoppable.
Hmm.
That's the unintentional part. When you stop your natural human feelings and what you're really believing in down below, you're also stopping your potential because your soul comes from your unconscious mind. Your soul is not in your conscious mind, right? It's in your unconscious mind. And the connection to it winds up being blocked by the defense mechanisms that say, no, don't go there. All those bad beliefs are down there. Your defense mechanisms and defensive part of your mind doesn't know that your soul is in there too.
Hmm.
It just thinks everything that's coming up from the unconscious mind is bad.
Huh.
Every so often it sneaks in some inspiration, but not 100% of the time, and we even don't trust it when it does sneak in because the defense mechanism wants to say, those are all bad lies, untruths, don't believe it.
Wow. And I know that we're coming up to the break, but you come by this honest because of your life experience. And I think what I'd like to do when we come back is if you're willing to talk a little bit about how you learned this, because it's you learned this by living it, yes?
Absolutely, Karen, and I'd love to share that story with you when we come back.
That's wonderful. And I know that you were also in the movie Grease, which is a big favorite of mine. And so I'm gonna have to ask you about that as well. Now, I am a non-dancer. People who listen to the show regularly know that I joke a lot about dancing around to the music that Chrissy plays in the breaks here. But the big dance scenes in Grease is something that I'm still trying to hand jive, Vincent. And it's sad. It isn't pretty. It's one of those things best seen on the radio. You're listening.
You know what, Karen? I just turned 58 the other day. My hand jive is more like a clap jive. It's, believe me, it's not all there anymore. And the greatest thing about doing radio and online radio like this, nobody sees us. So I can guarantee you, you look great. Everybody.
Thank you. You also look fabulous. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is the fabulous Vincent Jenna, and we'll be right back after this.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is intuitive healer, is speaker, is a motivator of people to change their lives, to face their real beliefs, to remove blocks, and live the richest, fullest life that they can. Vincent Jenna, and you can find out more about Vincent and his work at vincentjenna.com. Now, before we went to the break, Vincent, we were getting a little bit into why it is that you came to these beliefs about yourself. And I know that your childhood, your growing up, is part of what has shaped you in this work that you do right now.
Well, Karen, it's not part of what shaped me. It is what shaped me. I know that now. I come from one of those stories of an extremely abusive background, both body, mind, and physically. I was in school, the kid since fourth grade until I was 17 years old, the one that was beat up, chased, shoved in lockers, head flushed in toilets, thrown in dumpsters, de-pantsed and thrown in the hallway, a spit on, peed on. And then on top of that, when I went home, because mom had some mental disorders that she was dealing with, she took them out on me. So I was beat at home by both mom and dad, whether it be with pots, pans, sticks, spoons. Mom then had obsessive compulsive disorder and she needed everything clean. Well, she thought that my insides needed to be cleaned as my outside, so I received enemas and milk and magnesia every single week to cleanse out my inside, which wrecked my intestines. And then we might as well throw on top of that that when I was babysat by my cousin, I was sexually abused until I was 13 years old. And then being a Roman Catholic from New York, I think it's written into the Italian law that every boy must be an altar boy at some point. So I was an altar boy, but unfortunately wound up being sexually abused by the parish priest who was helping to take care of my emotionally disturbed mother. So I had all of that. But interestingly enough, I never wanted to kill anybody. I never became a Columbine murderer. Nor was I one of the Menendez brothers, even though, Karen, I can tell you right now, my brother and I could have very easily done that with the abuse that we received from my parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a resilience inside of me. I was a little performer. I was an actor, a singer, and a dancer. And so it gave me a means to be able to get some type of attention. So when I was on stage, and I was really good, I might say, when I was young. That gave me some of the attention and the love that I needed, though it was just through my acting. But it at least kept me going and kept me many times from wanting to kill myself. And then when I was 22 years old, I had the opportunity to audition for the movie Grease. They were looking for male dancers. They had all of their leading roles, but they were looking for the 10 males and 10 females that were throughout the entire movie. And they came to New York to do the audition. They went to 15 different cities. And I auditioned for them in New York, and I wound up getting a phone call not to tell me I was cast, but to tell me that I was the only male alternate. So just in case any of the male dancers that they chose could not make it to California, that they would then call me up and I would be in the movie. And I was like, are you kidding me? Ouch, that I don't like that. So after I hung up the phone and thought about it, that little resilience that was inside of me, that little voice that kept telling me, no, they're wrong, they're wrong, they're wrong, throughout my entire life, said, call them back. So I called back the choreographer, Patricia Birch, and I asked her, I said, listen, if I come down there on my own, would you allow me to come on the set and I'll stay there for you? I'll be right by your side. If you need me, you can use me, but at least I'll be there rather than over here. And she said, well, if you're willing to do that, I can get you on the set, but I can't get you any money. I can't promise that. And I said, I'm not asking you to promise me money. I'm just asking you to let me on the set, put my name on the roster. Would you do that? And she said, do you want to do that? Come on. So that's how I got to California. My mother lent me $500 thinking that I would go there and run home right away because I was a scared little boy. Hmm. Well, needless to say, I didn't run home. I stayed there. And as it turned out, Karen, little miracle, LeBron Thomas, who played the jock, if you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Italy? Okay. Well, he didn't show up for the first 4 weeks of rehearsal.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was there for 4 weeks of rehearsal standing in for him through all the gym scene, the dances, everything, right?
Yeah.
And so during one day in rehearsal, the producer came up to me, Alan Carr, and he said, listen, you've been so loyal to this movie without getting paid, I'm going to put you in the movie. I'm going to give you your Screen Actors Guild card. I'm going to give you the title of featured dancer so you get residuals from this day on. The only thing I can't do, because the credits have already been created, I can't put your name in them, the credits, but you'll get everything else. So that's how I got in the movie.
Wow.
And yeah, it's amazing. I'm still getting royalties till today. And let me tell you, if there's any movie to be in, before it was Gone with the Wind, now it's Grease. Grease is the most famous movie musical ever created and produced. And so, and there I am in that movie, and you see me, and I've got my grandkids. I've got every generation since I've been in that movie watching it. But
wow.
Here's the fabulous thing of what that did. Karen, we talk about the bits and pieces connecting together.
Mm-hmm.
At that time that it was released, I went back to my 10-year high school reunion because I was going to show all of these people who beat the crap out of me that I turned into something. Well, when I got there, it was very unexpected. They were not expecting to see me at all, and when they did, they embraced me like I was some long-lost family member that they ostracized, that they were so sorry. All they could do was apologize to me and attend to me all night long.
Wow. Well,
the guy who created and caused most of my antagonism, he was the jock, the football player, right? Mm-hmm. He never beat me up himself, but he got all the other jocks to pick on me.
Huh.
He came up, gave me a bear hug, and from that moment on, we became dear friends. Well, here's the ironic part and why I knew this was all meant to be. One day after visiting him, I saw that he was in so much pain because his life was falling apart, but he was doing what I said. This is where my first discovery started. He was BSing it. He was the guy who rented the Porsche to come to the reunion. And I found out he doesn't own a Porsche, he rented it. I was feeling inside while he was telling me that he's doing so great at work that he was BSing me or BSing himself. His marriage was falling apart, yet he was telling me he was fabulous. I didn't know what to say to him, so that day on the way home with my wife in the car, I was hysterical crying. I didn't know how to help him, and I felt so helpless, and I cried out to God, help me help him. And people like him, I know what pain is. I know what it is to hurt and think badly about yourself so much that you don't want others to know. Help me. I felt such incredible compassion for the man who tormented me my entire youth.
Wow.
And a week later, what I call the Steven Spielberg epic movie adventure, I went through for 3 months. And I'm talking about I experienced spiritual apparitions in my home, psychics coming into my life telling me that the soul of Jesus was around me. I wasn't going to be an actor. I was going to be a spiritual teacher. a swirling smoke around me that other people saw, channeling through a psychic's mouth of somebody who said they were my guide, and it went on and on and on. For 3 months, I thought I was going crazy. My wife thought I was going crazy. She didn't know whether to call her rabbi, my priest, to have me exorcised, or Bellevue to have me locked up. Okay, well, thank goodness she went along with me for a bit, and all of a sudden, Karen, it was overnight. Instantaneously, I was reading people's minds. I was knowing people's future. I was getting all of these paranormal experiences. And mind you, the only thing I cared about my entire life is that I was going to win an Academy Award one day. You know that? You know all those actors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Psychic schmikic. Who cared about that? I mean, I don't want to care about your future. All I cared about is becoming famous. But all of that changed me completely. And the guy who caused all of my torment became the catalyst who reconnected me to spirit, myself, and my real purpose. And grief helped that to happen. So this is how I discovered it. I realized that when I was a child, when you're a child, you come into the world believing in yourself. That's why you stand up and try to walk, because you believe you can. You don't know that that's what's doing it. That's why you mouth off to adults, because you know one thing that's positive. They're giving you a negative message, and you want to fight that. And children believe in themselves. But then when you become a young adult, you begin to lose that self-belief because the defense mechanisms take over. And after the Steven Spielberg epic I went through, I began to research it. I went back to school. I studied with masters. I became a psychotherapist. I did research on the self and began to understand that we have no concept of what we really, really believe.
Wonderful.
Down in there. Right?
Vincent, we're getting
probably
ready.
It took up to 15 minutes already.
No, the show is over. Actually, it was over a couple hours ago. I was just listening. No.
Oh, fabulous.
You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Vincent Jenna, and when we come back, I'm going to ask him why he's called the Big Leap Psychic, and I want to ask him a little bit more about the training he got and about the role of forgiveness in his life. We'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the moving banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Vincent Jenna. We are talking about how his life experience led him to understand that we don't believe what we think we believe, and that when we fool ourselves, we create obstacles that stop us from moving forward. And so what he wants to do is teach us to stop stopping ourselves so that we become unstoppable. I love that, Vincent.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. We're the ones that create the blockages intentionally as well as unintentionally. Now, that, I know that's strange, but why would somebody stop themselves from fulfilling their dreams? But we do, because we fear our power.
Oh. One of the things about abuse and about the kind of upbringing that you described is that all the power is in the hands of the bullies, all the power is in the hands of the parents, all the power is in the hands of the authority figures. And you can kind of get used to not having power.
That's right. Not to mention, Marianne Williamson has an incredible quote from her first book, Return to Love. I have it on my website. And by the way, people can get in touch with me if they want, Karen, through my website at www.vincentjenna.com. And that's spelled V-I-N-C-E-N-T-G-E-N-N-A. And if they actually go there, they can receive a 20-minute audio lecture on one of my best lectures called God and Your Ego Are One. It answers all the misunderstood questions about the ego. So go to my website, sign up, and you can download that. But on there also, in the right-hand column, I've got Marianne Williamson's little video that says our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. So we stop ourselves for many reasons. The obvious reasons are because we don't believe in ourselves, because we don't think we're good enough. And then we BS ourselves into trying to believe we're good enough when we're really not believing that. Okay? And so that's the obvious type of blockage. The not so obvious blockage are those memories that we carry with us from lifetime to lifetime of other times that we've tried things and maybe we failed at it, maybe we didn't get everything that we wanted. Maybe we had power and we abused it. Maybe we were like Hitler in a past life. Certainly from the time of Atlantis, we used that power and completely destroyed each other. So now in this life, your soul holds on to that memory. And the idea of having power, well, I don't know if you, I know you love the movie Grease, but do you also like the movie Star Wars, Karen?
Oh, sure I do.
All right. Well, George Lucas was very metaphysical. The entire trilogy, well, actually it's the sixth movie picture, is about life and us. And the Force is about the God spirit that's within all of us. And Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader are both us. And what did Yoda say? Yoda always told Luke, if you start this journey, you must complete the training so that you do not use the Force the wrong way, like Darth Vader did. Mm-hmm. So we have the ability to use that Force for us, against us, or whatever. But we have to get over our fears. And so that scares the hell out of people. I don't want to start a journey if I'm going to misuse that power. That's what a lot of people feel and believe.
Right.
And so that's what intentionally stops them. And you talked about forgiveness earlier. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I hear you wanting to ask me something.
No. Sorry, I get excited and then I leap in. You were talking about forgiveness, and that there's not only forgiveness for maybe the people who have wronged us, but it's also forgiving ourselves for not trusting that we'd be guided to use the power correctly. Does that make sense?
Well, Karen, I'm going to add to that by just reformulating that just a bit. My theory is that we don't have anybody else to forgive but ourselves. And I'll tell you why. As children, when you receive most of those negative messages, we're egocentric, which means the world revolves around us. We don't know to think outside of ourselves. We can't reason there that, oh, Daddy is having a bad day at work today. That's the reason why he just came home and beat the crap out of me. We don't know that. All we can know is that we came in from the side of love. We're here in this new life. We're getting all of these negative messages. Something is wrong. Something is out of balance. What could the answer possibly be? And the only answer we can come up with is it's my fault. Every child blames him or herself for everything that happens in their lives. So when mommy and daddy yell at them, yes, it's my fault. But you know what? When mommy and daddy yell at my brother or sister, it's my fault too. When mommy and daddy yell at each other, when mommy and daddy fight, when they get a divorce, if daddy dies, it's my fault. Children say that all the time. And I've got proof of that as a social worker. I mean, there are people who have to go into homes to remove the children from abusive relationship. What's the thing that child is crying out? The child is crying out, no, don't take me, it's my fault, I was a bad boy, I was a bad girl. So then we go into our adult lives with that subconscious belief. Remember the part that I told you in the 95% of our unconscious mind, belief
right.
we hold?
Yeah.
That's the belief. I'm mm-hmm. bad, I'm not good enough. And so when things happen that we create or we draw to us, the bad relationships that fall apart, the boss who's going to abuse us, the neighbor down the street who curses us out, right? Yes, we think we're mad at them. That's a defense mechanism. But who we're really mad at, what's the habit we have? We blame ourselves. So forgiveness, believe it or not, has nothing to do with other people.
Wow.
It only has to do with ourselves. And so that's why it's so hard. Because we're our worst critic, we are our worst judge and tormentor, because we follow the patterns. The two things you learn from your childhood is whether you're lovable and how to love yourself. The how to love yourself is really scary, because it means whatever pattern, good or bad, and the way you were treated is the pattern you pick up in the way you treat yourself.
Now, you work privately with people from all over the world, individuals and groups. Has anyone ever asked you or said to you, you know, I had an idyllic childhood. Everything was wonderful. I wasn't abused or beaten or sexually assaulted or bullied, but I'm still so much in my own way that I can't go forward. How can you help someone like that?
Oh, how do I help someone like that? Okay, those are the hardest people, because here is, you can use your life, Karen, as a barometer. There's nothing, this is all science here. That's why it's called science of mind and science of thought, those new philosophies today. The science behind it is, if you're connected to an unlimited force, and you're a co-creator with that God, with spirit, whatever you want to call it, and you are still not creating the life you want, then you do not believe in yourself. So you can convince me, deaf, dumb, and blind, that everything was perfect in your past, but something stopped you from believing in yourself. Now, Karen, this is what I have to say. 99.9999999 billionths of the time, everybody is fooling themselves who say that they've had a perfect childhood and who have not been able to create what they want. The people who can create what they want have either fixed their childhood or are the ones who've left with love and understanding, and they know that, with a couple of bruises here or there. But everybody else, it takes me a little while. I might need some Novocaine and some sweet air to go in there with a pair of pliers and pull some teeth. But I eventually get them to recognize and finally admit, you know, you're right. Holy crap. My father was never around. They had such expectations for me. I never felt that I was listened to. I went, wait a minute. What happened to the perfect childhood you had? That's what I'm talking about, what the block is, Karen. We BS ourselves so much that there are people even walking around convincing themselves. Well, actually, they're not convincing themselves. They're denying it, even though they know it's in there. And it's acting like a cancer. I was a hospice social worker also for 6 years. I helped to transition 500 patients. And these patients that were suffering with cancers, I knew. And then once I spoke with them, they validated. They had horrible lives, negative lives, and it was all about self and things that ate at them. They never did forgive themselves. And therefore, then they could never forgive anybody else. And it took some time to admit it, but eventually they did. It was like a freedom, and then they finally died in peace. So there rarely is the person who can sit there and convince anyone, if you are not creating the life you want, period, nobody else is stopping it. Nobody. You are not a victim. We are not a victim to anything. You're stopping it.
This is wonderful stuff. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Vincent Jenna from VincentJenna.com, and we'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
What you want, baby, I got it too. What you need too, you know I got it too.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Vincent Jenna. If you want to find out more about Vincent and his work, if you want to connect with him for a session to take a look at some of these issues in your own life, you can go right over to VincentJenna.com. That's Vincent, G-E-N-N-A.com. Sign up there, get a 20-minute, is it an audio or a video? Something amazing.
It's an
Vincent.
Audio. It's an audio.
Wonderful. And look and see what he's doing. Now, you're doing a couple of appearances in, I guess it's this month and next month. Can you say that? You're moving with a pretty highfalutin crowd there, sir.
Well, I'm trying, Karen. I am touring the nation right now, and I'm lucky to be speaking with James Van Praagh at the Fargo, North Dakota Holistic Expo, which is going to be April 20th and 21st, and I'm actually doing two lectures those days. And then moving on in May, I'm going to be in Chicago the 31st through June 2nd with Gary Zukav and Colette Baron Reed and so many other people, and it's fabulous, and I'm very excited about that, and I'll be traveling to Denver and San Francisco. So there's much coming up, and people can always check that out on my website. And my lectures are very powerful. You come into one of my lectures, you know me. I'm an old-time performer over here. So besides having music, besides getting you up to dance and singing, it's powerful. You move out of there having shifted your life. Otherwise, you know, then I'm no good. But I'm good. So you got to come to one of them.
That's wonderful. But that, it raises the vibration. I try to do that with laughter on this show. The singing,
absolutely,
the dancing, it engages you and it raises the vibration. And we get to that place where change is possible. Right?
Yes, yes it does. Yes it does. And that's one of the reasons why they call me the Big Leap Psychic.
Ah. Huh. Because I start one place and before I know it I've leaped ahead?
Well, actually, yes, that's the thing. I'm not just that there's so many wonderful psychics out there that will tell you your future, give you some insight, but besides seeing that, not only do I see your issue and problem, I see the resolution. And anybody who sits in front of me, their soul is saying, I am ready for the biggest leap in my life to help remove every blockage there is. And that's what I see. When I was becoming a psychotherapist and I graduated University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, my supervisors used to say to me they couldn't understand how I was able to diagnose clients so quickly and know what their issues were. And they literally said, you must have a sixth sense to do this because you're so accurate in such a short period of time. And yes, I was a psychic before I was a psychotherapist. And so I'm a psychic psychotherapist, or I'm a psychic therapist. I'm not sure. I get confused with that. But yes, you sit in front of me. My intuition, my guidance, I receive messages from people who have just recently left, loved ones, angels, guides, whoever needs to get you the message, your soul and even God. I'll receive very powerful messages when God comes through. And it's always to help the person recognize what their block is and then what they need to do to change their life forever, thus the big leap.
Mm.
You take a big leap with me, and you got to be ready, and I'm intense, and I'll give you 20 years of therapy in a one-hour session.
Wow. What is the thing that you would most like the people listening today to know from you? What do they most need to know to help themselves move forward?
Oh, my God. They need to know how magnificent they are. When you ask me a question like that, it brings tears to my eyes because people are hurting so much bad. And I know that pain. Okay, I shared why I know that pain. And it pulls us further away from our greatness and the God within. It doesn't draw us closer. I know there's a belief that suffering is good. And yes, if you work through it, fabulous. You grow, you evolve. But look in the world today. There's way too much suffering going on. And the more negative we feel about ourselves, the more negative we put into the universe, and we create more. So forgive yourself. You've done nothing wrong. You've just made choices here. Forgive the world for what it fed you and the wrong messages. Part of that you helped to create because you were so gung-ho about evolving. And evolving is so exhilarating. It's wonderful to find out how incredible we are. Know that there is nothing you have to do to earn abundance in love, in finance, in relationships, in career, in impacting the world. You have it already. Believe you're wonderful. Believe you're magnificent. Take that one step to commit to yourself. Radical self-care, radical self-love. And if you do that, just by listening to the show and listening to these words and saying, I'm going to try that, you'll get validation before you even hang up the phone or turn off your computer. You'll get the validation. Just try it. That's all I can say, Karen, and I put my heart and soul into those words because I believe them so wholeheartedly.
Yes, I feel that. And I really do feel that, and it's so important, I think, for people to hear that even though your message is about the way we've been fooling ourselves, that doesn't come in a harsh way or a punishment way. It's not being bullied again. It's the key that unlocks the door to let you out.
That's exactly right. I couldn't have said it better.
Mm.
We do need to work hand in hand over here, Karen, because you've got such great insight yourself, and you do such incredible work, and that's what people have to understand. You don't have to be a teacher like me or like Karen, like anybody else who's listening who might be a healer. Your words are so impacting on the world. You make a difference. You are important. You're an important piece of the puzzle. You know how I like to say it? I don't know how much time we have left, but quickly, if we took a picture of this entire life right now with every person who's listening and every person who's not listening, who is alive, and we turned that picture into a puzzle, and it was a 7.2 million piece puzzle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how annoying it would be to put together that entire puzzle? You've got 7.199 million pieces in, but you've lost one piece. Now, to me, the puzzle with the most pieces, when you lose one piece, even though that piece seems so small, that is more annoying than the 10-piece puzzle when you miss one piece.
That's right.
Right? And so each person is that valuable piece that completes this whole picture. And when that person's not here, okay, there's a new snapshot, there's a new picture. But while that person's here, you are so vital, so important, no matter what you do or don't do. You don't need to do anything. There's no shoulds or haves or have-tos in God's world.
Vincent.
There's only be.
Vincent, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you for sharing your message, sharing your energy with the listeners. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
And thank you for inviting me, Karen, really.
Oh, you're welcome back anytime. That is Vincent Jenna, and you can find out more about Vincent and his work at vincentjenna.com. That's Vincent, G-E-N-N-A.com. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.